Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so pleased to welcome you all in this bookshop. Are you all ready to talk about books?
Yay!
Okay, then, let's start with the theme of today's workshop. Superheroes save lives. I hope you've all done your homework for today. Let's hear your stories, then. Who wants to go first?
I do. Well, it was one of the coldest nights in December last year, and I was walking home while talking to my sister on the phone, when suddenly someone bumped into me and stole my phone. I tried to run after him, but I'm not the Flash. Then someone literally jumped onto him. He looked unreal because he was wearing a black and red costume with a red cape and yellow gloves. I couldn't see his face because he was wearing a mask and a hood. And then, all of a sudden, they got into a fight. And then, I woke up.
Nice story. Who's next?
Mine is not as good as hers.
That's fine. Go on.
Okay, well, one day, as I was doing some shopping with my best mate, who is the prettiest girl in my class, and we saw a woman begging in the streets. She was probably the poorest and the saddest person I'd ever seen, and she looked like she was starving, so I went into a local shop and bought her a sandwich. When I gave it to her, she started crying, and I felt like a superhero.
Wow. Heroes can sometimes be real, and Lawrence is one of them. Who's next?
I am, but please don't laugh.
We won't. Don't worry.
Well, my superhero is my dad. He's the best by far. He doesn't need any superpowers. He can't turn invisible or time travel. He can't shoot laser beams out of his eyes. No. But my dad can cook amazing meals. He can help me with my homework whenever I ask him. And most of all, my dad knows how to make me smile when I'm sad.
No doubt he would be the proudest dad on the planet if he heard your story. Wow, excellent work, guys. Thank you very much indeed, everyone.